Western firefighter says thinning a forest is not always the best way to protect against wildfire. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. After another heavy fire season in the West, many people advocate thinning the forest to reduce the chances of fire. They say taking out underbrush and some of the trees will reduce the fuel available to burn. David Callahan says that's the right approach in forested areas around communities and homes. But Callahan, a retired firefighter from the Applegate Valley in Oregon, says that won't work deeper in the forest. He says thinning can actually make things worse.
From the process of dropping the tree, removing the limbs, getting the tree out of the forest, putting those limbs in a pile, putting something over it so it'll stay dry so when you can burn it in this little narrow window in the spring or the fall, hopefully you're able to get to these hundreds of thousands of piles of brush that are literally in southern Oregon. Usually this process will take someplace between 1 to 3 years. In the meantime, Mother Nature is filling that open area that you already created. She's filling it back in with brush. So it's almost a never-ending cycle.
Callahan has fought countless wildfires in the West, including last year's Squires Fire. He says that one burned through parts of the forest that had been thinned. He says the fire burned hotter and higher there than in untreated areas which survived the fire.
Thinning has its merit, but to think that you can fireproof a forest or even a part of a forest by thinning it is a misnomer. It's just simply not true.
That's firefighter David Callahan of Medford, Oregon. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.